in Rwanda, it works to strengthen the capacity of rural women to advocate for their rights to sustainable livelihood and claim their food security.
What kind of programs is it implementing in Rwanda?
In Rwanda, many programs is the food security and sovereignty, which we used to call livelihood program. We implemented the program on gender issue and HIV AIDS.
How many women are involved in this program?
Oh, we have so many women. I think we now support about 2,000 women.
Is this being done in urban areas, in rural areas?
It is done only in the rural areas where are based many vulnerable women, most of them the widows, and those who are heading the household because they are widows, because their husband are in the prison, because their husband are in exile or they are missing. So we are mainly based in the rural area.
Concretely, what do these women do? Are they involved in farming?
Yes, they are involving in the farming, and what we do is to support their farming activities in terms of enhancing their skills on land management, land productivity, providing seeds and all support tools to make effective their farming activity.
And what kind of crops do they cultivate?
Oh, it depends on the region. We are supposed to plant the potatoes in the north, which is a hilly area. So they grow the potatoes and we give them the seed. We offer maize seed. We give the seed of vegetables, but especially we give the suckers of bananas as seed to plant.
So they're also involved in fruit production?
Yes.
Now, what happens to their produce? Do they sell it themselves to stores?
We used to support the consumption production, but since this year we start a new project towards the value chain. It's a production oriented to the market.
So the crops are planted and then they are harvested.
Yes.
And then sent
to the market. But we are now enhancing their skills of, first of all, to know about the value chain. They have to know where is their position. If it is for the planting, they have to plant more quality and quantitatively to let the production accessible to the market, the big market. Or they can work as stores, they can run the stores, or they can have a position in selling. So they have to choose where to be more effectively and not to spoil their strength in planting, harvest, towing, and selling.
Trying to do everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what do these women say about how their lives have changed since the introduction of this program?
Really, when we started to work with those women, they were very vulnerable, very poor, very hopeless. Now they are women who can stand and say that there is a change. Now they can have enough food for their family. They have the possibility to pay the basic needs of their family, their children. Most are the women heads of household, so they have to supply the needs to their children. So now they can pay the health insurance for their children. They can pay education fees for the children. They can access the land and register it. So there is a big change.